We're going to start with a slideshow of the last 5 years. Mark? Our next part is director remediation, a public hearing after the model of the mine remediation hearings. I've got 40 to 50 names of people who have signed up to make comments about the directors and about the last 5 years. So, here are the rules. A record will be kept of comments. It's important that we have your name correct. So please, when you stand, when your name is called, please spell your name so the recorder can get it right. Dawn is right over here, and she'll take it all down. There's a 2-minute limit for your comments. We have timekeepers, Matthias and Stuffy. Stuffy has a alarm thing. What do you call it? Yeah, one of those timer things. So Matthias will tell you when you're to 1 minute left, and you'll get this green sign. And then when you get to 30 seconds, you get the yellow card. You know what it means. Okay, 30 seconds. When you get the red card, that means sit down right now. Okay. We have a lot of people and not a lot of time. So the other comment that I want to make is, if you've already heard expressed what you would like to say, please feel free to say pass. And that way we'll be able to get to more people on the list and allow a lot more people to speak and say what comes from their heart. So when our time is up, we'll have to stop. Because Vespers is coming. And we encourage your written comments at that point if we didn't get to you. So I'm going to go to the list right now and start at the top. Just a sec. Okay, the first person on the list is Noah Nierman. Noah Nierman.
Noah's out of the office, and he, or out of the village, actually, not just the office. But so I'm here in his place. It's Melissa Johnson in place of Noah Nierman. And he was very, very concerned that he could come and express his gratitude for the directors, and so he sent something by email. So give me just a minute. You said 2 minutes, right? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Melissa, Noah. Okay, the second person on the list is Barent Diamond. Barent.
That's Brent, B-R-E-N-T, space, Diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Pass.
Okay, number three. Thank you. Brent. Okay. Is Anna Coffin. Anna Coffin? Anna?
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's Anna Coffey. A-N-N-A-C-O-F-F-E-Y. And I pass.
Okay, moving right along. Next, we have someone I know you all are excited to see here is Clark. Clark Carpenter? Clark Carpenter?
Chuck Carpenter. C-H-U-C-K-C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. And I'll pass.
This is great. Christopher Two. Christopher Two. Oh, maybe he's not here. We'll come back to him. Katie Chatelaine. Chatelaine. Katie? Yes?
That's Katie Chatelaine. K-A-T-I-E-C-H-A-T-E-L-A-I-N-E. And I think I'll pass.
Gerdelin Jorgensen. Okay, I really, really can't read this one. It starts with a T. And the last name looks like Washvid. It's okay, thank you.
It's Trygve Vostvid. Pass.
Okay, this one I know. Maureen Diamond. Pass. Maureen. What? Oh. Okay, one more try. Alexandra Joyce Samansky. I got it right, you're kidding. Okay, I think our time is up. And since I got that one right, I think we should move on. Okay, thank you all.
Holden Radio Theater presents Perils Unknown, How Three Restaurant Owners Became the Directors of Holden Village. 5 years ago, the Holden Board interviewed the owners of the Harborview Cafe in Pepin, Wisconsin, as candidates to be directors of Holden Village. When they left the interview, Carol was heard to say,
"That didn't go nearly as badly as I'd hoped."
Their references had done their best to describe this foolish idea. But the Holden Board forged ahead and called Paul and Carol Hinderly and Tom Ostrom as the directors of Holden Village for a 5-year term. They headed west with a car full of books and guitars, Paul and Carol, and a 5-year supply of spray starch, pretzels, and a stack of music, Tom. Tom said,
"Well, folks, here we go to Christian Disneyland."
Paul said,
"Well, there's always the toaster for the dark night of the soul."
And Carol said,
"Help me out if I mispronounce any names."
Here we are, Lord, in 3-part harmony, could be heard as they pulled into the Fields Point parking lot to start this venture through perils unknown. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Coming soon to a theater near you, The Despicables. They were called. They were chosen. They followed where they were led. Plucked from the wasteland of western Wisconsin, then mysteriously landed in the wonderful wilderness of Washington. You'll be on the edge of your bus seat as you follow The Despicables through orientation, programming, and mind remediation. Follow Tom from piano to microphone to the care of aging buildings. Work with Paul in the drama of dish team and remediation meetings. Run with Carol from kiosk to koinonia as the program for summer unfolds and be drawn into her passionate quest for a strong internet connection.
Excuse me. Can I get, my name's Aaron, and I've been working out with Tom this summer and the years past. Tom, can you come up for a sec? Is he here? We work out every day, like three times a day. So since we work out all the time, we are, excuse me.
Huge.
Tom is very huge. His biceps, one of three words I know, biceps, and huge, they're in the dictionary. Look them up.
You know that I can only wear the short-sleeve shirts because otherwise they rip apart.
Right.
I only do that because we are huge.
You are more huge. And you
both huge, both of us together.
This shirt is 3XL. So huge.
It says on my license plate.
3XL. Very huge. Holden Village is very huge. And you have been very huge here at Holden Village. What is your most huge moment at Holden Village?
Most huge moment?
Besides the bicep curls at
eating
300.
Rocks.
Eating rocks. Very huge.
In order to become more huge.
Right. More huge. We recently traveled to Bonanza Peak a few weeks ago. 32 minutes.
Before
breakfast. Morning workout before we eat rocks. Right. Also very huge. The chimes are huge.
The chimes are huge. I like the music.
The music is very huge. We heard the great nation to the north's national anthem
this week. Oh, Canada. Also, a nation that's very huge. They are more huge.
They are more huge than California.
They have moose. Moose is huge. Well, you are most huge.
Oh, thank you for the compliment.
Thank you for being most huge and keeping me most huge. But you are more huger.
I think you are more huge.
But you are the hugest, and that's it. Okay.
Welcome to the world-famous Holden Village Center, the finest worshiping establishment in the Railroad Creek Valley. I'll be giving you a brief orientation with today's Vanna White impersonator, Bobby. So to start, behind door number one, or number two, you'll find the Village Center bathroom. There's a toilet, sink with hot water on the left, and paper towels. There's even a trash can. Next, Bobby will be leading us to the Wall of Promises. There's a promise for each day of the lunar month times three. Just write a promise on a card and add it to the wall. Then there'll be enough promises for each day times 3 plus 1. Or times 4 minus 27. Or 28. And now, of course, everybody's happy in the costume shop. And why not? There are robes, dresses, suits, hats, shoes, wigs, shirts, all available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you wake up at 2 a.m. with your innards clutched by the dark night of the soul, don't start planning World War III. Just come on over to the costume shop and try on a hat. You'll be feeling better in no time. And now Bobby's moving on to Holden's hidden treasure, the baptismal font. Just scrape your unused prayers off your hymnal and into the font. It'll make it easier on our sensitive drainage system. And hand it to today's worship captain, who is Nancy Winder. And she will baptize and sanitize them. Then your soul will spring up with joy like basil, flowers like iris, and of course, arugula. When you're done, just leave the hymnal on the rack. And look, you've bust your own pew. No need to tip a worship assistant. You're saving money already. Oh, and what did I forget? Oh, the coffee, which you'll find all the way up in the Holden Hotel. Now, didn't Bobby do a wonderful job? Oh! Hey, don't, Bobby doesn't want you to applaud. Just put Holden Village in your will. And if you put Holden in your will this week, you'll get free ice cream at the snack bar. Who knew you could cheat death so easily and get free ice cream this side of the grave?
Lamentation and thanksgiving. stabbing. Here is Psalm 199.
Wow. Oh, glorious God. Early. Very early in the morning.
4:30, 5:30, yea, do I greet thee.
Lifting my eyebrows to the mountains, buckskin, copper, Dumbo.
And raising my voice ever higher to you, oh, you!
Hey, Lord, it's me. Remember me?
I have served you, O God, in the valley of Railroad Creek.
With bread and honey, with lentils and granola.
With schedules and sessions and morning chimes.
Truly I have served you with lavish hospitality.
And holy hilarity.
I cried to my God, where am I to go?
God heard me and said, Wisconsin.
Again I cried, unto you, O God, what am I to do?
The Lord answered me, get a job.
Thus, ever trusting in you, O Lord,
I ride on the wings of Took, Honey, and Linnea.
Through dust, down the mountain, through the switchbacks.
To Wisconsin, where you have called me.
Late, very late. 10:11, midnight.
I give thee thanks and praise, O Heavenly One.
Is there anything I can do to honor you with thanksgiving?
What can I bring as my service of praise?
What, O Holy One, do you require?
Put Holden in your will.
Ah, yes. And if by chance you would want to stay in North Central Washington, some work opportunities have surfaced for you in Wenatchee. Tom, host at the Washington State Apple Commission office. And playing the Red Delicious Apple Grand Piano at the Wenatchee Costco. Paul, dish team captain at the Windmill Restaurant. And starting the first Washington franchise for the Fred Astaire Dance Studio and teaching Greek on the side. Carol, scheduling routes and locations for the taco trucks. And providing free Wi-Fi capability for each site.
Five years ago, we were all glad that Paul, Carol, and Tom said yes. And we celebrate. But more importantly, God said yes. So you should all have a copy of this. If you don't, there's some on the back table there. And some of you know the drill already because we just did it a couple nights ago. And the kitchen is, yeah. And we're only singing verses 1, 2, 6, and 7. There are 7, so we're not singing the 3 in the middle. That makes sense. Yeah. 1, 2, 6, and 7. And I think we should probably stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, Carol, and Tom. Yes.